rolling rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
The last.
When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you gave us to gather in your name in this church and also online to worship you together as your people redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the redemption that you gave us through him so that we can all be called children of God and gather in your name and call you Father. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies and all the manifold blessings that you shower upon us so that we can live in this world joyfully and with peace. We thank you for the opportunity you gave us through this church, Lord, and giving us the opportunities to witness for you in this community and around the world, Lord. We marvel at your majesty and we are astonished by the mystery of your redeeming love, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came, lived among us, suffered for us, and died and rose again from the dead so that we can have an eternity with you, Lord. Bless us today as we gather today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, even when few are in your name, you promise that you will be in their midst. Help us, Lord, to feel your presence and bless us with your grace today and empower with your Holy Spirit as we go from this place. Help us to be faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Since we already had enough fellowship at the parking lot. We may not need another fellowship time unless you guys want one. We'll go to the next hymn, which is Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can remain seated and you can seat also, Miss Lou, if you don't mind. And I will sing.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bears me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known in seasons of distress and grief. My soul has so often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
The last.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless and sing. Seek his face, believe his word, and trust his grace. I'll cast on him my every and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Responsive reading is page 844, Psalm 121. Please stand if you are able.
What
page? 844. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, the one who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil and will keep your life. The Lord will keep you
going out
and you're coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be
to God. Please be seated. Let's go to God in prayer. So prayer time where we share our prayers of concerns and blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive and also bring up our concerns and burdens together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that he will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So let us trust in his promise and lift up our prayers of blessings and concerns together. The prayer request at the back of the bulletin as before we go to prayer, let us keep Carol, remember Carol in our prayers. And Martha also, she and I talked and she's not doing really good with the results she's getting. So please keep her in our prayers for this time for comforting peace. And continue to pray for Eleanor Nicholson and the people who are affected by the hurricane in various parts of this country and around the world. So keep that in our prayers as well regularly. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us together, Lord. Your scripture says that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, if we present our request to God, he will give us the peace that passeth all understanding and it will fill our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the peace and the comforting presence that you give us in the midst of our needs, in our burdens and our concerns, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings you shower upon us, Lord, even when we are not aware of it. Our good health and strength in our bodies, our houses we live, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, all of those things are your gifts and help us to be thankful for that. Above all, we thank you for the gift of eternal life that you gave us through your Son, for the life that you gave us so that we can give that life to others, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you again for the blessing of this church and the fellowship and all the things that you give us through others. In many ways, they're blessing each other, Lord. We thank you again for this opportunity to worship you here today. And also we come together, we also lift up our concerns and burdens. Many of us are broken in our bodies, in our spirits, and in our souls in many ways. We come before you as broken people because you are the one who can make us whole. And we trust in you that you will make us whole as we leave this place. We particularly lift up Carol in your in your hands as she's continuing to recover. Bless her with your healing touch, that she will be completely recovered, and strengthen her body and her leg, that she can come back and join us in church again, Lord. We pray for your comforting presence and peace for her. We pray for Wayne also. Bless him with your grace and comfort also.
Yes,
bless them as a family. Thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon others and to this church through them. We pray for Martha also. She's going through a hard time with her situation, Lord, and her results are not looking good, but you know what is good for us. Bless her with your grace, Lord, and bless her with your peace, and Richard also, and guide them as a family to make the right decisions and choices, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings you have given us through Martha to this church, and we remember her at this time that your healing hand will be upon her. We also pray for George Vorgis as we see and hear some progress in his report. Bless him, Lord, with complete recovery soon, and help him, Lord, to have your peace, and also his wife and family who's caring for him. Continue to bless them with your presence. We pray for Eleanor Nicholson at the hospice. We pray for Terry and family. Bless them with your grace. And also we pray for the people of Puerto Rico and Florida and many other parts of this country and around the world who are affected by hurricanes and many other natural problems. We pray that your grace be upon them. Bless them, Lord, especially the ones who are doing work there to do relief work. We pray for your grace upon them as well, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings of this country that you have given us, the freedom that we have, and all the blessings that you give us, Lord. And we thank you for that. And we pray for our nation, especially during this election year. Your grace, your Holy Spirit will work through all the people in this country, that we will be standing united as leader of the world, that we'll continue to lead the world with peace and unity, Lord. We pray for our president, the leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, Lord. We pray that you'll bless them with your wisdom and help them to fear God and make the right choices for the people, Lord.
Yes.
Guide them with your wisdom. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and our service workers in many other ways who are helping us, Lord. We thank you for their services, and we pray for their safety and their family safety. Bless them with your grace, and continue to bless us as a church, Lord, to do your work in this community and around the world. As we continue to do a lot of work in this church, in our parking lot and our furnaces and many other things that we need to repair, thank you for your grace upon all of those, and bless us, Lord, to do the right thing for your glory in this community. Yes. Help us, Lord, today as we worship together with your grace and your blessing as we go from this place. We pray for Miss Lou as she brings your word. Bless her with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Anoint her, Lord, that she will bring the power of your word to us, that we will be obedient and listen to your word today and go from this place filled with your power. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. He can do the offertory now.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy
The scripture says that everybody should give according to what God has decided in their heart, not reluctantly, not under compulsion, but out of their joy of their heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. Thank you, God, for this opportunity that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have given us back to you. Bless this opportunity and use this for your glory and your witness in this church and also around the world. We pray for your grace upon all of those who were able to give here today, and also those who could not give here. Lord, we pray for your love to cover all of them, Lord. Bless them with your comforting presence wherever they are. Take this and use this opportunity and this money that we have presented for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as you remain standing, we'll read the scripture. Can you read that? It's on the screen. I don't know how far you can read it, but you can follow that. Robert, can you read it? Go ahead and read it loud.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Number 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. 13, therefore put on your full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Number 14, firm stand then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. 15, and when your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel, and with your feet fitted with the readiness, from the gospel of peace. 16, in addition to all this, take the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. 17, take the helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always be praying for all the Lord's people. 19, pray for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. 20, for which I am the ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Again, I'd like to say good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to be brief this morning, but I got told Wayne that I only got a short message anyway. So let me get my thoughts together because you kind of messed me up there for a minute. I thought I was going to bring this message another day, but it's only short, so I'm not going to keep it long because I know how, half our day is gone. Praise the Lord that we have this little opportunity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day in your house of worship. I know that you're a God of all. Your love never ends. When everything else has failed, you're still God. I pray that you will use my mouth to speak your words to your people. Hide me behind the cross so you come forth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our subject for the day, I would like to talk about if the church would pray. If the church would pray. Paul was in prison in Rome when he wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus. He had established this church on his first missionary journey, but this letter also applies to us today. Churches come in all sizes, styles, and shapes. Secret meetings in homes, wide open gatherings in amphitheaters, worship service packed thousands in a sanctuary, handfuls who kneel in urban storefronts, small membership churches across this world. The buildings may vary, but the church is not confined to four walls. The church of Christ, Jesus Christ, is people. Peoples of all races, all nations, and all who love Christ and committed to serve him. If the church would pray, God would change situations in our lives, in our communities, in our nation, and in our world. Paul reminds us that the church is in a constantly battle with the force of darkness. We have and he tells us to use every spiritual weapon at our disposal. Ephesians 9 and 11, he said, put on the whole armor of God. You know, Paul was looking out, and he was looking at the Roman soldiers at this time. And it says we're in a battle. So anytime that you're in a battle, you have to get ready for the battle. And he was looking at these soldiers, how they was dressed. And we as church members, we are supposed to be dressed for the battle because Satan is on your back and at your heels at all times. When you come to Christ, you can bet the darts will start coming. But Paul tells us that, he said, put on the whole armor that you may be able to resist the evil days and having done everything that you can, we stand and wait on God. And God said, stand still. He said, the battle is mine, not yours. And once we learn that, we'll be much better off. But he said, you know, so this church today, we are living in some evil times. There's turmoil going in the world all over the place. And that's what he tells us. Stand fast, girdle your loins. Clothe yourself with the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet strong and ready to tell the gospel. He's talking about being ready to tell the gospel to whoever you meet, wherever you go, be ready at all times. And then he says, in all circumstances, hold faith so that you can quench the fiery darts of the devil. Because you know you gotta have that faith. You gotta have that faith, your faith is your shield. Without faith, we lose hope. And without hope, we get lost. And you know, he said, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is God's word, and constantly pray at all times for the supplication and pray at every opportunity. You know, prayer, even though Paul doesn't list prayer as one of the weapons, but it's the most important weapon that we got. We clothe ourselves in righteousness and we clothe ourselves in the word. And then when we do that, then, excuse me, we are ready. We're ready for battle. Prayer is the weapon we use. Prayer is the key that opens the door. The faith opens the door and faith is the key and prayer opens the door to God. See, you know, when we pray, prayer is a two-way communication. It's a communication between you and God. And so even though my brothers and my sisters, I would like to tell you, though, just through prayer that we receive our directions and our answers. And said, Paul is asking the church to pray for him. You know, if Paul asking the church to pray for him, one of the greatest preachers that ever been on this earth was Paul. Anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Though if Paul says asking for prayer and he need prayer, what about our pastor? Pastoring is a hard job. It's a lonely job. Because the pastor can't have friends with the leadership in the church. Friends, but not buddies. See, a pastor got to tell you what you like and what you don't like. He got to tell you when you're right and he got to tell you when you're wrong. That's why Paul told Timothy, said, Timothy, to preach in season and out of season. And that means you preach what they like and you preach what they don't like. You got to preach the gospel. Our pastor is supposed to preach us the gospel. And you know, sometimes our gospel, it beats us up. Because God said in his word, he said, my word cut like a two-edged sword. It cut going and it cut coming. If the pastor didn't never hit you, if the pastor did that word, the word of God did never, ever hit you, you would never change. Not you, me too. Sometimes pastor be preaching and I wonder he been looking in my closet. So it's going to hurt you sometimes. But some people get mad and they leave the church because of what the pastor said. But the pastor just supposed to preach the gospel. And we're supposed to pray for him at all times. So Paul tells us that. And the Bible tells us also that we have to pray for our nation and our world. We are living in a time of turmoil where we got murder, robbery, killing of mass killing of children, hatred. Even in the church, there's a great division. But the politician, and we look to the politician. Now, y'all don't throw y'all Bibles at me, but I don't care whether you vote, whether you for the Republican, whether you Democrat, whether you independent, none of them can solve the world problem. We look to them, but you know, the only one that can solve the problem that the world that we have now is God. And I'm going to call up a witness by the name of Solomon. Solomon's country was in, had fell in great sin and disobedience. He prayed day and night for Judah, but the nation fell in sin. But finally, God answered him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, it said, if my people, whom are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, see my face, and change from their evil ways, I will hear from heaven and pardon their sins and heal the land. My brothers and my sisters, that same requirement today, just like it was in Solomon time, in Ezra time, it applies to us today. And Jay Bruton Payne said it best, and I can say it, and I like to quote him like this. He says, This is God's requirement for nation's blessing, whether it was in Solomon, land, in Eras, or in our time. It's the same requirement because God do not change. The church must forsake sin, turn from life of self-centered, yield to God's word. As one songwriter say, it's time for we to say, I'll say yes to his word and yes to his will. So it's time for the church to pray. And when the church pray, we see that things happen. When the church pray, God will bring about a change. And I'm going to tell you about another witness by the name of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was serving the king's cupbearer. We would call him today's time, we call him a lay leader. But one day he said in Nehemiah 1, 2, and 4, he said, one of my brothers came to visit me with other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had survived the captivity and about how things were going on in Jerusalem. And they said, things are going well. For those who returned from the province of Judah, they are in great trouble and disgrace. The walls of Jerusalem have been torn down. The gates have been burned. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days, he said, I moaned, I fasted, and I prayed to God of heaven. Nehemiah will move to action. And you know, we look at our news and we see what's going on in this nation now. And we see all of these demonstrations and all this stuff is going on. And what I ask myself, where is the church? Where is the church? But they say, but so Nehemiah, it is time, my brothers and sisters, it is time that the church take a stand. It's time that the church take the action and do what God. So it's just time for us to. I want you to notice how Nehemiah first prayed. For first he prayed, how awesome God was. I don't have time to go through all this, but when you get home, y'all can read it for yourself. How awesome God was. Then he reminded God of his covenant. You know, sometimes we have to say, God, you know, you promised such and such a thing. When we pray, God wants us to be specific. He said, so you promised that you were going to do this. So, but it's not that God forgot. He don't need us to remind it, but he needs us to remind. He said that for us to remind ourselves about what he promised. And number two, and then he said, you keep the covenant. He also told me to remind God, but see, you always keep your covenant. You keep your covenant for the love of those who love you and obey your commandment. He prayed, and he prayed from his bottom of his heart, from his soul, and from his mind. He wanted God to see how sincere he was. He asked God to take notice how he prayed day and night. I confessed his sins and asked forgiveness for myself and for my family. And you know, we can also ask God to forgiveness for our nation, for the sins that they have committed in the past. And not in not only just our nation, we don't have to be selfish, but other nations that have did wrong. We can pray for them. And notice, because he didn't play the brain game. Well, Lord, you know this, that's because of them. They did this, and that's why this happened. So, but he didn't play that brain game. He prayed to God, not that God. You may be asking yourself, well, I'm just one person. What can I do? Notice this. Because of Nehemiah's obedience to God, the wall was finished in 52 days. Now, this was a 150-year-old problem. See, it's never too late. Never too late. Just that one man has made a difference. And I don't have time to go back and tell you about the story of Abraham, but one person can make a whole lot of difference. When we pray in sincerity, in faith, and when we pray, we gotta have that faith that God is going to answer it. And especially when we pray in his word, if he promised it, he gonna do it. He might not do it when you, but they were doing songwriter cassette. He may not come when you want it, but you can bet for sure he's always on time. And now, so when the church pray, God would change what seemed like it's impossible. It may seem like we, right now in our church, it may seem like that we're in a drought. But you know what? All we now got to do is just keep praying. We got to keep praying, because then God going to send a letter of rain sooner or later. I want to remind you that Paul said, we know that all things, in verse 28, we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. So we must pray in faith, believing that God would answer. My brothers and sisters, I like to take you to Matthew, where Jesus said, ask and it will be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. We have to ask by faith, praying and assured by God of his promises, knowing that God is an all-knowing God. He's all-living God. He's an action God. We don't serve a dead God. If we would serve God were dead, we didn't need to be here today. But we know that God is all wise. He's all powerful. We know God will hear us, and he will answer us in his own time, in his own way. And James tells us that Elijah was a human just like us. He prayed that it wouldn't rain. And for 3.5 years, it didn't rain. But then Elijah prayed again, and God opened up the windows of heaven and sent rain, and they had harvest. And it was harvest time, and the earth came forth and gave its fruit. And so you know, one person can make a difference. When we pray in faith, we should pray for our church. We should pray for our pastor. We should pray, and then when we pray, let's pray with a purpose. And a meaning. We pray. I pray every day for God to send us an increase. And I believe that God's gonna send that increase. I don't know when, where, or how, but he will. We have to have that faith. So, my brothers and my sisters, and I want to leave you with this little nugget. Just remember, when they be talking about that church or them folks at that church, you're the church, not the four walls. You are the church, and I pray that you would pray for our ministries, our church, pray for our pastor and his family, and pray for our nations. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Want to close in prayer and
benediction? Yeah. Okay.
We'll have a closing prayer. Closing hymn is "I Need Thee Every Hour."
Okay. You may pray now. The closing.
No. We'll sing.
I pray that later.
Yeah, you can stay there.
Okay.
And then we'll sing the hymn. From there. 397.
397, we will sing verses 1, 2, and 3. I need thee every hour.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee.
Every hour.
Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Number three.
I need thee every hour, enjoy your pain. Come quickly and abide, oh, life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Every hour I need thee.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Amen. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you this today for being present in our service. Lord, you're true to your word. You say, where two or three gather together, on one accord in my name, I'll be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for being with us today. Heavenly Father, as we leave from this place, I pray that you would lead us and guide us in the way that you want us to go. Keep us, Lord, throughout this week. Help us to pray for one another. Pray for our church, pray for our pastor, and pray for our ministry and our nation. Let us know, God, that you are the only one. Give us that can heal our problems. Lord, I pray for the sick. I pray that you would give healing. I pray for those that are mourning, Lord. I pray that you would comfort. I pray the Lord that those who are walking in doubt that you would give them light. And this prayer I offered up in your mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. The benediction.
As we leave from this place, but never from your presence, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you. Now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great week.
God bless you.
Thank you, Mr.
The next Sunday, we'll leave here.